Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case might be, wherever you are. For me, it's morning. Today is the 11th of December, 2009, Friday morning, and it's about 6:45. The sky is beginning to get significantly lighter, though the sun is not up completely. A few weeks ago, when daylight savings time went off, it actually made it where, of course, the days were shorter. Daylight went from, 6:15, 6:30 back to 5:15 or 5:30, or 5:30, 5:15, something like that. And the mornings were actually lighter earlier. Well, now it seems to me that the little bit of light we had early has moved further as well. So at this particular point, it's getting lighter later, getting darker earlier. So I think obviously we're in that part of the year where the actual amount of daylight hours is probably about as short as it can get. And while I'm not positive of this, I'm thinking that the shortest day of the year, would it be called winter solstice? First day of winter, which this year is December 20th. That's the shortest day, so we're still subtracting a minute or two each day until we get to the shortest day of the year. Welcome to episode 31. Not only is the sky clearing, well, the sun coming up is a better way to put it. There are just scattered clouds all about. They don't look like rain, but it's almost just pulled like taffy or something. It's hard to describe it. With sections where there are ripples, like puffs out of a smokestack or something. It's really beautiful. And this morning, it has turned out cold. For me, it's cold. When I left the house, it was 27 degrees. And I stepped out the door after trying to be properly dressed. As I stepped out, realized that, yeah, it's a mite nippy. But we are here and we're ready to go. Been running now for 16 minutes plus. Probably going to go for an hour today. But whereas it felt tolerable when I stepped out, when I went down to my stop sign, made a left, ran down the short street to the cul-de-sac, turned around, when I turned around, that breeze hit me in the face. And no matter where you live, 27 degrees with a 5-knot, 10-knot breeze in your face, that's going to give you a chill. And so it was that way initially, and still that way, largely speaking. But I am dressed for the occasion. Everything I have on this morning is technical, technically speaking. I know that's a little repetitive, but it's okay. I've got on the Good morning. I've got on the Adidas shorts that I wear sometimes. I've got on the pants from One More Mile. And if you haven't become aware of One More Mile, their clothing, you might want to go to their website, onemoremile.com. They sell technical clothing at a really good price, and it's their brand, most of it. But I've got on long pants, which are like jersey wool, but they pull the moisture away from your body, just like technical material should do, which is also not just helpful during summer months for t-shirts and shorts to help get that moisture to the surface to cool you, but it's also very helpful during days like today, because that moisture on your body can make you chill, and so it pulls it away. And when I get home and take these outer layer long pants off, they literally will be wet and my legs will be dry. It's really weird, but it does work. The technical clothing wicking material, it is the real deal. So I've got on shorts, the light black pants, and then for the top, it's made out of the same material, One More Mile, but it's I don't know what color you call it, but it's like a very light slate, almost gray, bluish color, but it's also like jersey wool. These are man-made materials, but, and it's long sleeve, has a mock, well, maybe it's more of a regular turtleneck with a short zipper on the top, which is really, really nice. Again, it pulls that moisture away, and on a morning like this, it definitely helps to take the chill off. And what I like about this particular top is, as I get warm, I can unzip it, and as I get a little warmer, I can unzip it a little further, and that helps regulate what's going on. Right now, 20 minutes into this run, I haven't unzipped or removed anything. Underneath that, I've got on a short shirt, short sleeve t-shirt rather. Again, the wicking material. It's actually the shirt that they gave us at the half marathon. And then I've got on my Nike Air Pegasus shoes with my wicking socks, Starter, I believe it's the brand of those. I've got on a toboggan, which is just a plain old light toboggan where you can fold it up over your ears. I've got one of those shorter ones that doesn't quite cover up the bottom of your ears. I really like that one. But this morning I just felt like I needed to have on something covering my ears with this breeze. And now I'm glad I did. And then to finish it off, I have a pair of Livestrong gloves that I got Christmas last year. Of course, part of the money goes to, or all of it maybe, I'm not sure how that works, goes to the Lance Armstrong Foundation for, I guess it would be leukemia research, or just cancer. I think he had testicular cancer. But anyway, I know his organization raises money for that type of thing. So I'm wearing those as well. And I want to tell you, it's chilly out here. My nose is wanting to run. When I first got started, I would close my eyes, squeeze them shut. Tears would run down behind my glasses on my cheek, and that happened 3 or 4 times. So that gives you an idea of how cool it is this morning, especially with the breeze. That being said, I thought about it. It's really weird. This is the first time since the North Carolina Marathon in May that I've run and not been wearing the hat. Now, I've washed it several times, but I always wear the North Carolina Marathon hat. Hot weather, it keeps the sun off of me, pulls the moisture away. Cool but not cold weather, it helps maintain a little bit of heat. So, today we're not doing that. And I've got the mic clipped to the, where I folded up the toboggan, I've got the mic clipped to that. So I don't know what kind of sound we're gonna get. Might be a little more wind noise today. But that's where we are. Man, I tell you, it's been a rough last 8 days have been rough. But since I've been running last, it's been quite a few days. Although I feel pretty good this morning. The last full week I ran, the week of the last episode, I ran 2 8s for 16, and then I felt good on the day that I ran my long run. So I bumped it from 10 to just over 12. So we ran 28. Finished that week about 12 days ago. Something like that. And then did not run for a week. And with what I'm doing today and hope to do Sunday morning, should get about 18 miles this week. Maybe 16. But my mother-in-law ended up in the hospital for 8 days, counting the day she was released, with pancreatitis. The surgeon said it was one of the worst cases he'd ever seen. And followed that up by removing her gallbladder. She's home, doing much better. Not well, but recovering from the surgery. Well, I can tell you there are a lot more people out at 7 o'clock in the morning than there are at 6 o'clock. Traffic is terrible. Here comes a bus. So we've been dealing with that and going to the hospital every morning, helping make sure everything's cared for. Plus we had some really bad weather. It's just been hard to run. And so for a second time in my life, not life, but since I've been running again, I actually missed a week, which I don't need to do. But you know, sometimes it's that way. How's your running going? Appreciate the emails that I get. I don't read them all online, of course I can't. But I appreciate the ones I get. And if you don't hear directly back from me, well, you will hear directly back from me. But if we don't read it online, I'll respond to you by email, return email. But we'll try to share as many of those as we can online. But I hope your running's going well. You know, I've learned that every day's not going to go the way you want it to go. Every week's not going to go the way you want it to go. I'm reminded of, can't remember the author of the book at the moment. I read it several years back, but the name of the book was, well, can't even remember the name of the book right now. But it was a small book. By small, I mean small layout. Oh, I know what it was. Don't sweat the small stuff. And one of the things that he mentioned in there is that if you expect interruptions, you expect the flow of your life to not always go the way that you've got it planned. It's not that bad when it doesn't go the way that it's planned. And I've learned to deal with that. Things don't happen the way you want them to happen. You have some type of an issue or problem to come up, what do? You don't throw in the towel, say, I quit. As soon as you're able, you pick up and get going again. And so that's what I'm trying to do here. And obviously missing a week of running is not going to kill anybody. the rest probably helped, which if you go back and listen to the episode about missing training, I don't know, it's probably episode 14, or was it later than that? Might have been later than that, but we discussed the downside and also the benefits to forced layoffs. And come to the conclusion that even for professional athletes, a layoff can be helpful. So, yeah, I missed more than I wanted to miss, but we're back out here today, even though I could have slept in this type of weather. And here we are. And I hope your running's going well also. During winter, it is important to try to maintain your base and to get out there if at all possible. I know there are some areas of the country where running literally becomes a health hazard. And in those areas of the country, you have to be careful. But there are alternative ways to go about keeping up your fitness as well. Indoor exercise equipment such as a bicycle or treadmill, which as time goes by, wow, traffic is lined up right here at Burger King where I need to cross the street. I don't know if they're going to let me through or not. But a treadmill is something I hope to eventually invest in. The bicycle I mentioned. Whatever type of equipment that can help you maintain your fitness if you can't get out. During the winter, you just want to maintain a base. It's probably not the time to be increasing mileage, but it's time to maintain your base, include some faster running once in a while, maybe some short intervals, brief in number, once a week or so, maybe a 5-minute tempo run once a week, every other week, just to keep your legs fresh, but not be building up. And then you begin usually to build up in late winter, early spring, in preparation for racing, where you want to increase the amount of speed work a little bit and up your mileage some. For me, unfortunately, not unfortunately, but okay, I'm running by where the border collie lives, and there's a person outside. Is he gonna get me today? He usually runs out here. Morning. All I see is a cat and the owner. But anyway, that's the way you typically want to handle that. But for me, as I started to say, I am going to need to increase my mileage here in the next little bit. Not right now, but I am officially this week in marathon training. I think it's 15 weeks to the race. The first 4 weeks of the race, I think the high week of the training calls for like 23, 24 miles. Long run of 8 or 10. Well, I'm already up to that. So the first 4 weeks, I'm just going to try to maintain where I am and hold on to it and see what we might be able to do. Whereas after that, we get into the 11-week build-up with the taper at the end. And in my case, it calls for, you know, 4 or 5 14-milers, a 16-miler, 20-miler, 22-miler. I don't think there's an 18 in there, but there might be. And tapering a couple of weeks before the marathon with the longest run of 22 being 3 weeks out. Well, as I mentioned in a previous episode, it's a little different because I'm actually training for the longest race you can run, short of an ultra. And the thing is run the first day of spring. So all the training, all long runs, has to be done in weather like this. Which is okay. It's just when you look out and it's dark, and it's in the mid-20s, frost covers everything, but this morning it didn't, because of the breeze. But you wonder, wow, do I really want to get out there today? Whereas in warmer weather, that is not really an issue, because weather's not an issue. So this marathon training is going to really challenge me, not just from the perspective of the training itself, but from the perspective of having to do it in the dead of winter, when I do 90% of my running in the early morning hours. This morning I left the house at 6:35. That was actually late. I slept in. With the kind of week we've had, but was determined to get up. And some of those runs, I'm really going to have to test my fortitude to see how to get around it. And inevitably, we will have a little bit of snow here. Could have one storm where we have, you know, several inches. Snow's not an issue here that much, but ice is. And when we have the ice storms that we get with some frequency, I am not getting on the road. Last thing I need is to slip, sprain my ankle, break a leg, get a concussion, whatever. So we're going to be tested as we go through the next several weeks, months, getting ready for the marathon. But I'm glad to have you along with me, and I hope that your winter running is going well.
When my baby left me, she left me an old jalopy to drive. When my baby left me, she left me an old jalopy to drive. When a plane took off, that old car, it broke down and died. Now I sent my baby a brand new $100 bill. Well, I'll send my baby a brand new $100 bill. And if that don't bring her back, I know my machine gun will. Town. Lake Michigan ain't no river, Chicago ain't no hillbilly town. And if I feel this way this morning, you know I'm Los Angeles bound. If I can't come in, baby, let me sit out in front of your door. If I can't come in, baby, let me sit down in front of your door. All these early in the morning, your real man will never know. When and my baby left me. She left me on Jalopy to drive. When my baby left me, she left me on Jalopy to drive. And when a plane took off, that old car, it broke down and died.
Apologize for the tardiness of getting this episode out, but I'm sure with the busyness of life you can understand that. I still want to get an episode out every 7 or 8 days, but occasionally if it ends up being 10 or 12, just hang in there. We will get it out there, Lord willing. I know some of the other podcasters have dropped frequency from every week to every other week. Some of them even less than that. I like doing a weekly show, or close to that if I can. And as long as you keep listening, I'd like to keep doing that. But the day that the number of listeners goes down, I hope it never happens. If it does, that's the day I'll probably stop the show. Although I enjoy doing it very much and want the base to grow. So again, if you haven't told any of your running friends about the podcast, the blog page, if you would do that for me, I would appreciate it. Click on the link, highlight it, send the link by email to those in your running community, running club, those you know that run, who might enjoy listening, and know that I personally appreciate that. Beautiful blue Christmas trees on the porch, two of them, they've got the lights on even this morning. I do plan to, speaking of the marathon earlier, I do plan to raise money for the American Lung Association, if at all possible, in memory of my father, who died with lung cancer. One of the promises I made him was that, or made myself, was I wanted to run a marathon in his memory and raise money for American Lung Association or hospice, perhaps. I contacted the American Lung Association yesterday via the contact link at their website and have yet to hear back, of course. Got a garbage truck coming and another truck behind me. Actually recycle. Morning. I'm across the road. So I hope to hear back from them. And I also contacted the North Carolina Marathon and asked them, would there be an issue with me raising money for an organization other than the Foster Friends of North Carolina. That's where the money for the marathon goes. The entry fee supports the foster care program of North Carolina. I'm not sure if that's the technical name, but I know that's what it goes toward. So it'll be a little odd for me to be raising money for the American Lung Association, but I don't think that's a problem. I just want to make sure they're aware of it, because I've never done this. That'd be a good question. Have you ever raised money for a charitable group through running a race? If you have, what was the group? How you go about it? If you've done that, I'd like to hear from you. Even if you just send me an email and say, Roland, here's a website that has lots of information about how to go about doing that. Because I'm planning for people to, of course, they can give me a check or whatever. But I'm also planning for people to be able to go online, I hope. And every time they give a donation, it'd be acknowledged that it was done for the sponsorship of me in the marathon in memory of my dad. Ooh, that's cold water. Wow. And so that's what I'm planning to do. So if you've had an experience that will be helpful or information on that, really, if you've never emailed me, send me that. In other words, you wanted to run a race, find the proper channels to raise money. How do you go about it? How do I go about making sure that people, the donation is properly credited in memory of my father? That's very important to me in this endeavor, as you can imagine. Is there a way on the web that can be set up? Not that I have to handle the money, but at least where it's properly credited. Because there are probably people, maybe like yourself, who would say, yeah, I'll give $10 to the American Lung Association in honor of Roland's dad. You happen to listen to the show. Well, I don't want you sending the money to me. You can always give it to them. I just want to make sure it's credited in memory of my dad, Samuel McDonald Cavanaugh. So if you have information on that, let me know. It's weird ever since I stopped and drank water. My mouth is a little bit harder to form words. You've been like that before when it's really, really cold. A couple websites I've been visiting. One of them has nothing to do with running. The other one is remotely related to running. First one, mymp3va.com. It may just be mp3va.com. I believe mine's in front of it. You can download albums. For instance, if you're into it, the soundtrack from This Is It, the album on Michael Jackson's last tour he was rehearsing for, that album, you can buy the soundtrack digital MP3 for, I believe when I looked it was like $2.15. Well, I appreciate Michael Jackson's talent, that can't be denied, but I'm not into his music really. But they have some very current albums, and they also have older works, a lot of compilations. Just thinking of secular music right now, but if you want anything on the Beatles, if you want a Christmas album, I downloaded the Charlie Brown Christmas album about a week ago. I think it was less than $2. And it's the real deal. The quality is like if you were to go to iTunes and order. I don't know how they do it. But anyway, you go to their website. I've been a participant now for over a year. And you buy credits with your credit card. Encrypted, of course. And then as you purchase albums, it deducts it from that amount. And the good thing is, I think if it's $15 or $20, they give you like $10 credit free. So you literally, for $15 or $20 out of your pocket, you literally could buy 15 albums by the time you include the extra credit they give you. So if you're into music, it's all, regular commercial music. I can't use it for the show or anything, but I like listening to music quite a bit, actually, on my iPod as well. But check it out, mymp3va.com. Let me know what you think. I've been using it for well over a year. Never had any problems with anything. You choose what you want. I think tracks are 15 cents a piece compared to 99 cents at iTunes. Can't beat that. And again, it will be in the MP3 format, not the... It's iTunes, it's MP4. I've had some compatibility issues with a non-Apple MP3 player, which I've learned to resolve. You can convert the file to MP3 and play it on any MP3 player, including an iPod. But these download as MP3s. Of course, you can burn a CD once you get it downloaded. Quality's excellent. Last week I downloaded the soundtrack from the first Lord of the Rings movie. Awesome, awesome music. I remember watching the movie thinking how great the music was. So check that out. The other one, if you're into reading, which I love to read, I think I talked about that before, it's called paperbackswap.com. And it is exactly what it sounds like. You join, you list books that meet the criteria, which, other than they can't be obscene or inappropriate in that way, they simply have to be in good condition. No inside writing. I found, though, that if your name happens to be in it, you can take a Sharpie and mark it out. But in good quality, paperback or hardback, covers have to be in good shape. You list the books on your bookshelf. Pictures come up of each book. And when people go on the website and look for a certain title, if they find you've got a book on, for instance, I just mailed somebody last week The Stone King, which is a Batman novel. I'm into comic books. I have been. I still like to read the novels. Not graphic novels, but the real books with the words in them. And so they went online and they saw that was one of the books I listed. Among about 15, they order it. I print out the paper on my computer, wrap it around the book, wrap the book properly, which is just a matter of taking paper, making sure you use a lot of heavy tape on it. Label's pre-printed. Stick your postage label on it. Send it off. I think it costs $2.07 to mail it. And when the person gets it, they give you credit. And then I can turn around and order a book. Any book. Hardback, softback, doesn't matter. Because you can list hardback, softback, doesn't matter. I can order a book and get it back. So it's pretty neat. I've actually received maybe half a dozen books, and I've sent out 8 or 10. So I've got 3 or 4 credits right now. I just got another book, The Cat Who Could Read Backwards. And I'm reading The Cat Who Played Brahms right now on my ebook reader, the older model that I've had for several years. Lillian, I want to say Baum is her name. Those are really good books if you're into mysteries, which I've never read a lot of mysteries, although I've read everything Sir Arthur Conan Doyle wrote about Sherlock Holmes, probably twice. But more contemporary mysteries, I've read very little. But I'm enjoying that. So I went on the site and looked for her books, and I believe every book she's written about the cat who did whatever is listed there, and I've ordered a couple. Check it out if you like to read. It's a lot of fun, and you can get rid of some books that are gathering dust and exchange them basically for something that you might want to read, and then after you've read it, you can post it again, send it out to somebody else. If you're getting them that way, and you know that you probably won't keep the book forever, I would not recommend writing your name in it. Some books I want to keep. I know that, Lord willing, I'll never sell them, exchange them, get rid of them. But there are quite a few I'm learning that, yeah, I'd like to swap that for something else. So whereas it costs you a couple bucks to send it out, someone else returns a favor. Paperbackswap.com. I think they also do DVDs, CDs. I haven't gotten into that. But it's something to think about. I am cresting the top of the first hill towards the end of this run. We were about halfway out when I started recording. Now we're at the top, and we'll have a downhill beginning right now. just want to let you know that I will include all the links mentioned in the show today at the blog. Again, check out the blog if you would. Send me an email. I think we talked about clothing today, and I will put a link to the One More Mile clothing website, the MP3 site, the Bookswap site, and as I listen through, if there are other sites I need to list there with a live link, I will do it. I think the only other thing I wanted to mention today, I am really having a hard time with, my mouth is cold, but we're nearing the end of this one. Been running for about an hour and 9 minutes, but I did get an email from Jason, my nephew, and he has a race on December 19th at Wrightsville Beach, not far from where he lives and where I grew up. 5K. He seemed pretty pumped, especially when I told him to pick up the pace at the end. Jason, thanks for listening. Hope your race goes well. And I am running up a hill, probably 75 yards. And they don't have hills like this in Duplin County, Jason. But whatever you're doing, if you happen to be listening, pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Man, I want to tell you, after a week off, I can tell. However, I feel relatively good. We are just now cresting the hill. Okay, slow down just a bit. I do want to run for 1 hour and 13 minutes. Hey, Darcy. Don't believe we'll make 8 miles today during that time. We'll be close, but we won't quite get there. That's okay. Today is about getting back on my feet, getting out there. If by chance you've gotten discouraged about your running, I want to encourage you to just get up where you left off. Begin again. How often do we have to do that in life? With so many things. I think that two things about running are good to remember and about life. Number one, you'll never finish anything if you don't start it. Number two, you'll never finish anything if you completely stop it. Enough said. So that's why we're picking up today. And I thought back to what I've told you on occasion. I got up this morning and went running for those who couldn't and those who won't. Some people can't, and I understand that. Some people won't. Obesity is an epidemic in our country. Going to a restaurant last night, Cindy and I know 2/3 of the people were 20 pounds overweight or more. It's part of the reason we've got the health care problem we have in our country. I know there are a lot more issues than that, but it's because we don't take care of ourselves. A lot of the cases of diabetes can be avoided. Some cases of coronary heart disease can be avoided. Some lung cancer can be avoided. Some emphysema can be avoided. If we'll just make the drive to do what I just said, get up, get out, and get moving. That's what we need to do, and cut back on how much we're eating. I lost between 50 and 60 pounds 10 years ago, and with the exception of gaining 10 or 15 back and then losing it 5 years ago, I've never gained it back. God help me, I won't. It doesn't mean that I'm gonna get hurt. We're gonna stop. Doesn't mean I won't get hurt and have to stop running and gain the weight back, compromise my health. But if I have the ability, the wherewithal, and I'm in my right mind, I won't ever do that again. I won't. And you know I enjoy good food. By good, I mean decadent. Stuff's not good for you. I eat that occasionally, but I try to watch it, generally speaking. And the exercise is critical. So let me get off my soapbox and just say, if you're out there today and you're running, or you're listening to this and for some reason you stumbled, get up and get going. Quit making the excuses that you're making and just get out there and run or walk or do whatever it is. Cut back on how much food you're eating. Take care of yourself. Heard on the radio that for every hour that we vigorously exercise, you can plan on about 2 hours of life more. I don't know how they figured that, but that's what they say. Well, I'll take it. Now, my dad died with lung cancer. Of course, he smoked for years, but could I die from lung cancer? Yeah, I know that. Prostate cancer, sure. Could I have a heart attack even though I run? Yeah, I realize that. And if it happens, it happens. But I know that my quality of life is better because I try to take care of myself. And I'm not a genius in that category. But my quality of life is better now if I don't live any longer. And the chances I will get those diseases is less, although I realize there's no guarantee. So I'm just trying to take out some insurance, but I know that ultimately it's not up to me to decide if I get those or not. But Lord willing, maintaining a healthy weight and exercising, my quality of life will be very good. And hopefully I can stay active a lot longer than I would otherwise. I don't want to be 75 and unable to get around. I don't know that I'll be running marathons, but I want to be moving. So I want to encourage you, no matter what your fitness level, no matter where you are, you keep at it. You keep moving. Don't give up. There is too much at stake for your health, for your family, and for other people who are depending on you. And they are depending on you. So while you can't guarantee it, you can help ensure that hopefully you're going to live longer, or at least the life you have here is going to be much more productive and enjoyable for you and for those that you love. All right, it's my encouraging kick in the butt get going note for today. We ended up running 1 hour and 13 minutes, covered 7.77 miles. Not as fast as some days, but after several days out, I feel good. I'm warmed up right now, but I'm going to put on a heavy coat anyway and walk Odie. We're back to the house. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Appreciate you going with me, and I hope to be back with you in 7 or 8 days. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license. It comes from sources such as MusicAlley.com, Jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.